Shocker, how are you?
Good. How you doing, boys?
We are doing all right.
Good.
The Petrie trade was so expected. Really not much to talk about. What did you make of McTavish's post-trade deadline press conference?
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple of things stood out to me. I guess you don't expect him to get up there and be all negative Nelly, right? I mean, he needs to portray a positive outlook, and he needs to try and, you know, it can't be all bad news bears, right? But I mean, there's a few things that continue to happen that I kind of shake my head at a little bit. I don't understand how he classifies Nikita Nikitin as a top four defenseman. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I think when you stand there and do that, I think it's fair for people to question, how can you possibly say that? You know, and so you give a guy $9 million and he comes into camp out of shape, and that's just okay. Like, I don't understand it. So that to me was a little bit head scratching. The idea that they're okay with the defense, with their five on defense. I mean, he rattled off Petrie, and I mean, I think they're looking at next season as Klefbom and Petrie are their top pairing, and giddy up. And that's a mistake. They're making the same mistake with Klefbom and with Schultz, sorry, that they made with Petrie, that they're getting guys who aren't ready to be top pairing guys. It's just that I don't see signs that there's a fundamental shift in the thought process. And that is a little bit concerning to me. And if you're an Oiler fan, I think it should be concerning to you.
Shocker, I think we agree that D needs to be upgraded. But, you know, really, what can they do? I mean, I suppose if you're looking at some of the assets they could trade off, it would include the pick this year and guys currently on this team. I mean, I don't think you want to trade Nurse. You don't want to trade Draisaitl. So it's not like there's that many assets to move out and fix the D, fix the goaltender, fix perhaps another center or whatever. I mean, I really don't know what to say, because, you know, I see what Craig McTavish and the frustration fans have with his comments today, but really, what is he supposed to say? I don't think there's anything he can say to make this better in one summer.
Well, no, there's not. But over a period of 2 years, there's lots he could be doing.
Okay.
Like what he can stand there and say to us after another failed season, I mean, it's pointless. It doesn't matter, but it's what he does, right? It's all about what he does. And what he needs to do is do something different than what he's done up to this point. It has to change. And just sitting back and waiting and hoping, when he came in on a platform of impatience and action, and it's time now. I'll tell you what can be done, Struds, is one of Neil Yakupov, Leon Draisaitl, Jordan Eberle, one of taking some of the strength that they have and the depth that they have with forwards and bringing in a top pairing defenseman, finding a goaltender. Priorities number one and two, I would say goalie first, top pairing defenseman second. They have to find a goalie and a top pairing defenseman. And if it costs them one of those names I just mentioned, then so be it. Because this team is not going to win anything without a top pairing defenseman and a starting goaltender. It's not happening. So to sit there and just wait, it's not gonna get itself done.
Shocker, if I was to take this team over, I'd basically slam on the brakes on everything you just said, and this is why. Because the problem is that this team isn't creating players that can play in the NHL outside of the first-round picks. And they just traded away Petrie. Marinson, I know, is on the lineup. Lander is injured right now. Showed some problems before being injured. But if you have to stock, or you have to fill the third and fourth lines with waiver wire guys and free agents, to me, isn't that a sign that maybe you got to reevaluate the way you draft and develop?
Yeah, but Struds, to me, with respect, that's a different argument. That's a different conversation. Drafting, developing, all that, that's a completely different conversation. We're talking about the top end of their lineup right now.
Yeah.
The top end. The number one, number two defenseman, and their starting goaltender, right? I could care less about the waiver wire or about the draft trying to find these guys. That's not where this team is at. They need to add these guys as warm bodies, and they need to do it now. Now, are you telling me that Neil Yakupov and 2 second-round draft picks can't get you a top-pairing defenseman?
Yes.
Buddy, they managed to grab, what's-his-name, on Long Island for a couple of second-rounders. These trades are there to be had. Okay, then Jordan Eberle and your second first-round pick. For a top-pairing defenseman, that's under the age of 27, 28 years old. Those deals have to be out there.
Yeah, I don't disagree with Ryan on this one. When you look at all the moves that are being made, you're right. Look at Long Island. Two guys who had no movement clauses, right? They offer a second-round pick for each one of them. Right now, with the there was some stipulations with the Islanders trade that if they traded Boychuk to anyone else, then they would have had to give up another second and a third to Boston. So obviously, you know, Islanders were like, no, we'll never do that. You know, even the Brett Connolly trade, when you think about that, would you have offered one second rounder? You wouldn't have to do two because the order second rounder is much higher. Right? Keep that in mind.
I would have for sure.
Right? And so those are deals where Boston, you don't think Tampa Bay would rather trade Connolly out west? Than trade into a guy within their own division?
They're not making that deal right now, though, Jason. They're not making a deal to bring in a guy that's going to help them right now. And they just weren't. At no point was there ever the intention to make their team better between now and the end of the year. So in the offseason or at the draft, well, Steve Yzerman, you know, he took on a little bit on the back end and he needed to move a guy. But these deals happen. These deals can be made. They have to fundamentally shift where some of their assets are overstocked and change the shape of this team. They need to go at Johnny Boychuk with everything they have in free agency, overpay him, see if there's a way to get him. If there's not, all right, now figure out what you're doing. They have to get a top pairing defenseman and a goalie. And if it costs them, the only people I would not trade for a top pairing defenseman are Taylor Hall, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Those are the two guys that I would, and it would have to be good for you to want to trade Draisaitl as well, for sure. You would have to be, you'd have to be really careful about that deal. But that is how desperate this is. I mean, look at the Calgary Flames, you guys. They get some goaltending, and they have a truly world-class defenseman, and they're a team that works hard, and sure, they've got some fight in them, and they're gutsy, but a world-class defenseman and a goaltender can do that much for your team. It has to be the top of the priority list at almost any cost.
If you believe that the management's capable of making the right decisions when it comes to evaluating the defenseman.
Well, and when you have Craig McTavish standing there trying to tell you that Nikita Nikitin's a top four defenseman after what we saw this year, and then on top of it all tells us he came into camp out of shape, like, are you kidding me? It just seems like, and then selling that Oscar Klefbom and Justin Schultz are the answer in their top spots next year. It's the same stuff happening over and over again. No. Oscar Klefbom's going to do great as a number four next year. Let him be that. That's what he's supposed to be at this stage in his career. Don't play him as a one because it's going to cause problems. But it's just cross your fingers and hope they develop into what you really hope they're going to be. No, go out and get the insulation you so obviously need for these guys.
I see what you're saying, Shogger, and I there's no doubt I think they have to go to get a goalie, a starting goalie, and a top D-man would be nice. But I guess it goes further. I'm going to go deeper into this thing. When they look at this group here, there's so many homegrown talents, so few homegrown talents, that you can get those guys, but then you're still backfilling with overpaying for free agents. Every free agent that comes here, I don't buy into that it's Edmonton. I buy into it's a bad team that's lost for a long time.
For sure.
So that's where the premium is. And Johnny Boychuk, it better start with a seven. If I'm calling Johnny Boychuk's agent, and I'm Craig McTavish, and the agent answers and you say anything that doesn't start with seven with six zeros following it, don't even bother calling him because he's not going to answer.
He's in the area, is he not? And I think he's probably looking to cash in, but I think he's probably also looking for the opportunity to play a lot and be a big, important piece of a lineup. Well, I would submit to you there's probably not a place that he can go anywhere in the league that can give him the combination of playing time and opportunity combined with the money that they will have.
Why can't the Islanders? The Islanders can offer him 8 years. Edmonton can only offer him seven.
I don't think there's an 8 year. I don't think there's going to be an 8 year deal on the table for him. He's how old is he? He's 30 years old. I don't know that that's going to be in the conversation, guys. I don't think anybody will necessarily do that long. I know I might be proven wrong on July 1st, but you look at a 5 or 6 year deal at $6.5 million, you're in the conversation. I think you're in the conversation. And he's a guy who's got a shot and a dimension and a meanness and a couple of dimensions. You don't mind overpaying that guy. That's an okay guy to overpay because he'll punch people in the face and he'll roof slap shots from the point. He's got dimension in his game and he is money in the playoffs. We've seen that firsthand. That's okay to overpay. To overpay a tweener, I'm just not so sure about that. So to me, it's you go find that guy in free agency if you can. Trades it's going to cost you, but it just has to be done. They're not going to be able to develop their way on this blue line in time.
Okay, here's
before Taylor Hall's an unrestricted free agent, for goodness sakes.
The reality of Boychuk, the percentages of landing Boychuk are about the same as landing McDavid, pretty low. So what happens if Boychuk signs with the Islanders before then? The Oilers have really, well, we can get Johnny Boychuk because he's from Edmonton area and he wants to come here. So what happens after that? There's no other defenseman that come close to him in free agency.
Well, that's the thing, is that they need to be aggressive at the draft and trying to get warm bodies at the draft. I mean, they tried a couple of years ago to get Braden Coburn, and he would have been an upgrade for them. He would have played in their top four for the last two seasons, but they weren't able to turn that deal for whatever reason with Philadelphia. They did a dance on the draft floor and couldn't get it done. The point is good players swap teams all the time. It happens. They need to get in on it. They need to be a team that's ahead of the curve, reads the tea leaves properly, sees where there's an advantage and grab somebody. And it's a dance. It's the general manager being aware. It's the pro scouts knowing everything going on. It's the amateur guys knowing exactly which prospects you need to offer or ask for in a trade. It's this big dance that everybody needs to do together, and the good teams are ahead of the curve and are able to do it. And so far, the Oilers have not shown themselves to be ahead of the curve on any one of those fronts.
Shogar, it's going to be interesting to see what happens down the stretch for the Oilers and see if this team shows signs that they can be more competitive. Appreciate your time.
Okay, guys. Have a great one.
Reiner Shog from TSN.